Civil 3D updates to aid efficiency. Civil engineers, technicians, and others in the AEC industry will find a host of new features and updates with Autodesk's recently released Civil 3D 2025. Key enhancements include new capabilities for corridors, coordinate systems, and surfaces, along with new customization options and performance improvements. Now going on nearly two decades of use, Civil 3D continues to maintain loyal followings in both public agencies and private firms. Introduced as an alternative to Autodesk's Land Desktop, and ultimately a successor to Land Desktop, LDT Civil 3D gained early favor for its use of intelligent objects and flexibility in modifying designs. For example, users could graphically move a roadway alignment and Civil 3D would automatically adjust other roadway design elements accordingly. Similar features are now available in other CAD/BIM products, but Civil 3D was cutting edge for roadway designers at the time. The latest Civil 3D updates appear to mainly be geared toward helping users perform work faster and more efficiently. Managing corridors and coordinates. The corridor object, which is used to manage alignments, profiles, and other data for modeling projects such as roads, highways, and railways, has been enhanced so that users can select multiple alignments and feature lines simultaneously. This will enable users to set up complex corridors faster and more efficiently. In the past, designers had to wade through a series of picks and clicks to set up a corridor model with multiple baselines. Management of coordinate systems should also be simplified with a more intuitive UI. Users can more easily assign a vertical datum, along with a horizontal coordinate system, and import project-specific coordinate systems. Civil 3D 2025 also includes access to more coordinate systems than previous releases. With a coordinate system assigned to a drawing, users can access new Esri mapping features, such as aerial imagery and street views, and incorporate that data into project designs. This enables users to overlay imagery and design data to develop impressive visualizations of projects. Autodesk also says Civil 3D should operate faster, with quicker response times than previous versions. This may be particularly noticeable on large projects with multiple corridors, extensive pipe networks, and large surfaces. Some of the latest performance improvements are due to more efficient handling of MMS files, which are created when large surfaces are being modeled. In previous releases, the MMS file was saved anytime the surface DWG file was opened and closed. Now MMS files are only saved when the surface is modified. Users also have options to adjust the level of detail to improve performance when working with large surfaces. Customization upgrades. Advanced users who like to get under the hood and customize Civil 3D will find several enhancements. Civil 3D 2025 includes support for the .NET 8.0 framework for programmers using Visual Studio for .NET. The new API also includes support for the surface level of detail feature. The Dynamo Core version has been upgraded to Dynamo 3.0.3 in Civil 3D 2025. A new package manager dialog provides a single location for locating and managing packages, along with an updated workflow to upload a new package or a new version of an existing package. An improvement to the search functionality enables Dynamo programmers to search for nodes by category. Other improvements include more readable multiline text in watch nodes and inclusion of gate and remember nodes in the Dynamo library. The improvements to Civil 3D should appeal to longtime users and also help new users gain efficiency more readily. With a heavy workload of infrastructure projects on the horizon for most AEC firms, designers are welcoming any productivity gains with open arms.